So we're going to finish Perek Daled. Before we finish Perek Daled, just to speak out, the kitzer, do our best to recap what we talked about last week. For those who were here, it'll be a chazara. For those who weren't, hopefully you'll be able to get the picture. We spoke out last week the inyan of the levushim of the nefesh. We spoke out last week the inyan of the levushim of the nefesh. We said that there's two aspects. There's the kofel tanefesh, which were the 10 spheres, which we explained at length. And then there's the levushim of the nefesh, levushi ha-nefesh. And we said the levushi ha-nefesh are the machshava, dibur, and maisa. Our thoughts, our speech, and our action are our levushim. And we gave a mashal to a painter that we said a painter could have an amazing koach to paint. I think the person we used last week was Van Gogh. He's Van Gogh. He's an amazing koach to be able to paint pictures. But if he doesn't have the brush, the canvas to paint on, then he's not able to take his kofos that he has and to bring them out to fruition, to be able to bring out those kofos without a place to put those kofos into. So too it is when it comes to the kofos of the nefesh and the levushim of the nefesh. The kofos of the nefesh are like this koach, this paint that has to paint. It's a koach we have to love Hashem, to have fear for Hashem. But if we don't have levushim, if we don't have our machshava, our dibur, our maisa, so there's no place for those kofos to be able to manifest themselves, to come out to fruition. That's the levushim of the nefesh. It's like the canvas, like the brush for it to be able to come out. That's how we started off the beginning of the parak. We wanted to explain that these levushim, they have a major maila even on the kofos of the nefesh. And the maila is that when a person wants to connect to Hashem, wants to have an understanding of Hashem, his understanding of Hashem, the etzem is chaser. Leis machshavos feet to be klal. You can't have a real understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't have a real understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's beyond our hasaga. If you want to understand them, it's beyond our hasaga. But now that we have these levushim, just doing chazara, don't worry. Now that we have these levushim of the nefesh, so these levushim allow us now to connect to things outside of us, outside of our kofos. And that's the Torah and the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us. That's the Torah and the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us. Hashem gave us Torah and mitzvahs that we're able to connect to Him through them. Now what's the maila of that? What's the maila of that? What's the maila of connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Torah and mitzvahs? So the maila of that is that we gave a mashal from a Rebbe to a Talmud. A Rebbe to a Talmud, when he gives over an idea, he has to conceal the real depth of his understanding about what he wants to give, that he has. Because if he would give to his Talmidim all the depth that he really has, it would be impossible for the Talmidim to understand it. So the Rebbe has to hide a lot of the information and to pick out which information to give over to the Talmidim in order for the Talmidim to have an understanding of the sugya of Shor Shemad and Tepara, whatever. That's called he's being mitzamtim in a pasha, meaning what symptom is. He's hiding over something. But here, when he says the word symptom by the word Tyra, it doesn't mean that he's hiding over something. And it's like a muscle of the Zera of an Av, that the Ben is inside the Zera of Av. A Zera has the whole entire father inside of it. And that's why the son could look exactly like the father. And that's why the son can have a lot of the characteristics of the father. Because everything inside that Zera has the father behind it. The whole father is inside of there. So the difference between the Zera and the Rebbe giving over is that you're hiding over something from the Mashpia to the Makabel. But she ain't came by the Zera, you're not hiding everything. It comes in a different form. It's mitzumtzum to a makom. It's in a place, but it's not hiding over something. That's Torah and Mitzvah. Torah and Mitzvah have a Kodesh Baruch Hu inside of it, full picture is there. The full picture of the Rebbeinu Shalom is inside of the Torah and the Mitzvah. It's not hiding over the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah and Mitzvah, it's like a father, like a Rebbe, which hides over the information to the Talmud. That's not the Torah and Mitzvah. The Torah and Mitzvah is, there's a Rebbeinu Shalom inside of it, and he's there full force inside of the Torah. And just like the Zera is, that the Zera has a full father inside of it. That's the Mila that a person could have by connecting to Torah and Mitzvah when not connecting to Torah and Mitzvah. That's the Mila that the Levushim gives a person, that he can learn Torah with these Levushim. He could do the Mitzvah with these Levushim. And by doing so now, he can connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom in an Ein Sof way. The Kvodo Ba'atma. That's what we said last week, the Kitzur. Klar? Any questions? So now we'll continue at the end of the parak. He's going to speak this out a little bit more, bring in another point from this. So he says like this: V'lachein, V'lachein Amru. Therefore, they say it's on parak. It's on that daf Tetmanach. V'lachein Amru. Yavesha Achat Teshuva Ma'aseh Tetmanach Olam Hazeh. Based on what we said until this point, we can understand this chazal, this mission of others, that 1 second, Yavashah Akas of Tshuva and Mitzvah in Olam Hazeh, Zayin of all Olam Hazeh. How could that be? Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is shit. How are you saying that Olam Hazeh now is greater, 1 second of Olam Hazeh is greater than Yavashah Olam Hazeh? How could that be? Because Olam Haba means that you're getting pleasure from the Ziv, from the radiance of the Shekhinah. It's like the sun, but there's the rays of the sun. It's not the sun itself. It's the radiance of the sun. It's the part of the rays of the sun that we're able to handle. So too it is in Olam Haba, you're not getting the Baruch Hu, the Chvodo Ra'atma. You're not getting the full big picture like you did by Torah Mitzvah. You're getting just a radiance of it. Through Tainuk Hasaga, it's the time that you have that, you're able to have an Olam Haba, a Hasaga of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nidra Afidu Me'al Yonim Lahatig Im Eza Ha'olam O'er Hashem. Because no Nidra is able to have a Hasaga, to have an understanding, except for a Ha'ara, a little bit. A Kodesh Baruch Hu in the way of a Gavul. A Ha'ara, like the radiance of the sun. So too it is, that's what's going to be in Olam Haba. So the difference of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, the difference between Torah and Mitzvah versus what you're going to get in Olam Haba, is in Olam Hazeh, you're getting the full picture. You're getting the full big picture. If you ain't getting Olam Haba, you're getting a certain gevul, but you're getting a hasada, getting a certain understanding of that. You're getting the total gevul. V'chein nekev v'shem ziv v'shkinah, that's why it's called the radiant. The radiant is the radiant of the sun. Of a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'kvod v'atma, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, leit makshav v'tivit v'kvah. Nobody can have an understanding of that. Ki in kash tfisa u'mifabeshet v'toyer mitzitzah, adar ki tfisa v'hem. Only when Kodesh Baruch Hu is put, his kvod v'atma, him himself, is put into the head of the Torah Kodesh, only then do you have the ability to say, I have a tfisa in you, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When I'm learning that Torah, I am having Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm down with Kodesh Baruch Hu in all instances, completely. Take a completely different look at how you learn Torah. It's unbelievable. So we said, that is that Kodesh Baruch Hu mamish. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mislavish inside of the Torah mamish. The right of the Kuchabihu kulei chad. Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Torah are completely one with each other. When you're learning Torah, you're completely connected to Hashem. And kvodo v'atma, without any levushim, without any concealment. It's like the zera of the father. Also, he's going to bother by kash over here, Harei. We have the Torah. Say Kodesh Baruch Hu completely inside of the Torah. But how could you say I'm taking Kodesh Baruch Hu completely? Harei, the Torah, where is it? It's in my physical lulav that I'm shaking. It's in my physical shofar that I'm blowing. So how could you tell me that through my Torah, through my mitzvahs, I think that it's powerful himself. So that is coming to the Bavarna. The Avshat, Torah, Mislabisha, the Devarim, Tachtoinim, Gashmi, and even though the Torah is placed into physical things. This is like a person who goes to hug a king. You know, if a person would have seen Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, if he would have seen Rav Scheinberg, and he had all of his sisters on, and he came over to you, and he gave you a hug, would you say that you gave Rav Scheinberg a hug? Of course you would say you gave Rav Scheinberg a hug. You would say, you would go home and you would tell everybody in the world, Scheinberg came and gave him a hug. He had 50 pairs of sisters on. Maybe more. I have no idea how many he had on. Anybody know even? He had tons, right? He was a skinny person. He looked huge, right? If he would come over and give you a big hug, you would go home and you would tell everybody in the world that Scheinberg gave me a hug. Not much the same exact thing over here. So even though there's both with places with Torah and Tzvon Gashmim, it's like a person who gives a hug to the king. There's no difference when giving the king a hug when he's wearing only one pair of sisters, when he's wearing 100 pairs of sisters. No matter when you're still giving the man a hug, you would still go and you would still say if Pinchas Scheinberg gave a hug so to it is when a person does a mitzvah, if there's a lot of levushim on that mitzvah. So you might think that I'm not getting a hug from the melech, I'm not connected to the melech, the kvod of the atma, when I'm doing that mitzvah, because I'm doing a physical thing. The answer is no, you are. Because you think that you're so
watered
down. Exactly. You say, no, you are. You would go home, that's what I'm saying. You go home and you say, I got a hug from the melech. You don't have to be present, you're not getting a hug. Oh, I am. I'm getting a hug from the tzaddik, I'm getting a hug from the Pinchas Scheinberg. So to it is the Baruch Shalom. All the levushim that inside of the Torah has to come to a physical thing, it doesn't take away from the hug that you're getting from the melech. Meaning to say, you're still getting Kodesh Baruch Hu completely. Even though it's brought down in all these levushim inside of the lulav, inside of the shofar. Mavusha gup hamelech b'sedem, because why? Because the melech gup is inside of it. His body is inside of all these levushim. Inside of all the Torah mitzvahs, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam before the Baal. So when you're doing a mitzvah, you're getting either Kodesh Baruch Hu full force. V'chein yu l'melech m'chab k'ay v'zroi l'adam sh'im m'lubashas t'ol k'mabushas. And so too when the king hugs you, somebody just when you hug the king, also when the king hugs you. Kodesh Kodesh, the prophet says, Yemina Sechav Keni, Shehi HaTorah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a hug, Yemina Sechav Keni, he hugs me. Shenita miyamin, that the Torah is given over from the right, She became as chesed and mayim. And this is the beginning of chesed and mayim, Torah's nimshal of chesed and mayim. So what we said until now is that the Torah and the mitzvahs have the Ribbono Shel Olam inside of him, the chvod of the atmo completely. And it's completely all there. And that's the maila that Olam Haza has on Olam Haba. And Olam Haba, you're not getting Kodesh Baruch Hu the chvod of the atmo. But in Olam Haba, you do a mitzvah, when you're learning Torah, like right now we're learning Torah, and when you do a mitzvah, any mitzvah, you think to yourself, right now I'm connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chavod of Atma. Full blown. That's why you find that when we go to the Tzitzvarim, we want to hide our mitzvahs, we hide our sittas. Why? Because there's nothing like the Dveikus that we have in Olam Haza with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because here we're connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu in all the glory, Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why a lot of the Rav says over all the time, that a lot of tzaddikim, they, and the Baal Tanya said it himself, I don't care about your Olam Haba, all I want is you. Because here in this world, the mitzvahs, in this world, there's nothing that connects to Ribbono Shel Olam through the mitzvahs. Getting the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. With that being said, I would like to come though and defend Olam Haba. Because now that I read Olam Haza and Torah Mitzvah sound so good, I think it's only fair that we also defend Olam Haba and make Olam Haba also sound really good. And try to understand this though, other chassidus, don't worry, we're bringing Olam Haza back. But understand, I think, a very, very big yesod in at least what I think the Tamid Baal Shem Tov really emphasized. Could be others as well. So we have Chazal, we have another Mishnah, the same Mishnah, I think. The Chazal say, even though we said Yavasha Achas in this world, with two might and tell me he did in this world, Nikol Chai Olam Haba, Chazal also say Yavasha Achas Shakoyas Ruach Olam Haba Nikol Chai Olam Haza. 1 second of the Koyas Ruach, I don't really know how to translate that. Shmak of Olam Haba is greater than Kol Chai Olam Haza. So you see as well that when it comes to Olam Haba, there's a major milo on Olam Haba that also happened on Olam Haza. So what is then, therefore, the milo of Olam Haba that you have over Olam Haza? So even though we explained just now that when a person does a mitzvah, he gets kosher baruch hu b'chavod v'atmo, and he's completely in the, he completely has complete the vagus with the Rabbanu Shlalom. But to say that you're margish a tainug in the Rabbanu Shlalom, that's not necessarily true. For a person to have a real hargosha of elokus, for him to feel a hargosha, to feel that his garbus, to feel that oineg in the Rabbanu Shlalom, that's Olam Haba. So even though that you're there and you're mis'aneg, I'm sorry, you're connecting to the Rabbanu Shalom, but the oneg that you have from an Olam Haba, that you're still closer to Olam Haba. The time that you're going to get an Olam Haba, right, Shabbos is in Olam Haba, and it's a time of tainug, oneg Shabbos. Because Olam Haba, Shabbos is the Olam Haba versus the weekday, which is Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba means that you're coming to have a tainug in the Rabbanu Shalom. Why is that? Because we explained that what is Olam Haba? Olam Haba means that you're getting a radiance of the Shekhinah. You're getting that ziv. It's coming in a gevul. Because both of the Chod of Atma, you're connecting to him in the Olam Haba. But you're getting the full blown picture. But it's still too much to say that I'm going to have a real Hasara in it. It doesn't mean that I have a Havana in it. But in Olam Haba, it comes as a Ziva Shekhina. Ziv Dafka, radiance of the Shekhina. What does the Ziva Shekhina mean? It means it comes down in a way of Gvul that allows me now to have a Hasaga of the Rabbanu Shalom. Is that clear? That's the difference between Olam Haba and Olam Haza. Olam Haba is a Ziva Shekhina, and that means Kesh Baruch Hu in a certain Gvul that allows me now to have a timing. Because when I understand something, when I have a hasaga in something, that's when I have a tanya in something. And he writes himself a tanya later on in Perek Mamatet. He writes like this: Ke'ein hanav a tanya v'seichol nivra b'mashem matyor ela b'mashem matyor u'meivin v'yadeya u'masik b'seichloi u'binaso. There's no hanav and tanya to a nivra except through him understanding, knowing matyor with his seichel and understanding it. Except that which is able to have an understanding, a hasaga of the Rabbanu Shalom. So you see, like you write in the Perek Lamatat, that the main way that a person has a time into something is through what? It's through the hasaga that he has in it. So Mamela Olam Haba is a makam of hasaga, and Mamela is a makam of time. What?
I value Olam Haza so much, I don't care about the value of Olam Haba.
Of course.
It's not about me.
Right.
So, each one has its milo, but what he was saying was, all I want is you.
Right. Yeah, you're right. So, what's the pshat? Why then do we have this lacking in Olam Haza? The lacking in Olam Haza from being able to have this tainug and from being able to bring in everything into a hasaga is because we're lacking the purity of our guf. And the Rambam, he writes, this is a beautiful Rambam, Hilchos Shuvah, he writes, Ma'uzesh Amru v'nenim ziva Shekhinah. What is this that we say that there's a hana from the Shekhinah? Sheyoidin u'masigin ma'amit z'kadosh baruch hu. They get to know, they get to have a hasaga from of a kadosh baruch hu. Ma'ashe'en yoidin beguf ha'afel v'hashafel. That a guf which is awful, dark, and low, can't understand. You see, he's saying two things over here, the Rambam. How do you get connected to Ziva Shekhinah? One is through sheyodin umatigin is through hahavana, like the Baal Tanya wrote himself. Because when you have a hasaga in something, you can have a tchayna in something. But he also said another thing. Because our guf is not the way that it's meant to be, it's awful and shafal, mamela, we're not able to be able to take in elokus in the proper way, and that's why we don't have the proper hasaga of elokus right now. I think he says a mashal around one in Perek Mishnayot. He says a mashal of a melech. But a melech, he has a certain tanugim. Like a melech, he wants to conquer lots of land. He wants to conquer all his enemies. Nobody in this room, I think, could have an understanding of that tanug that the melech has, that love that the melech has to conquer all the medinas around him. Just go have a steak instead. Go have a steak instead. Why are you so busy trying to conquer land? Why are you so busy in trying to defeat all of your enemies like that? Oh yeah. Yeah, nobody understands what he's doing. So the reason is because we're not malachim. We don't understand the title of a melech. He has a different title. It's a high title that we have. He has a different title that we have. So too it is when it comes to the guf. The guf doesn't understand the timing of the melech. The guf does not have a proper understanding of the melech. Because the guf is not a guf of a melech. Yeah. So mamela, the guf is lacking being able to have understanding of that timing, be able to bring in that timing. Because the guf itself is not in the proper state it's meant to be, the mamela is lacking in that timing that it should have. So we said the difference between olam haba and olam haza is in the timing. Now, how do you could have a timing? And really, the Emes Kodesh Baruch Hu made a man, made Adam, that he's a min that needs timing. He's a creation that needs timing. Look at the world. Everybody's running back and forth, trying to go to this business, make money here, make money here, buying this thing, that thing, this thing, that thing. Why are they doing that? Because everybody is trying to just have what? Trying to find timing. Because everybody is a man is a min that wants tainuk and he lives and he gets chiyus on tainuk. And the same thing is true in Avodas Hashem. That without having a tainuk, so too you are lacking in your Avodas Hashem. There's a chisar in your Avodas Hashem. You're not going to have the proper chiyus in Avodas Hashem without the tainuk behind it. That's why even though we said there's an Olam Hazan, there's an Olam Haba, but the truth is that the avodah v'yid is to take olam haba and really bring it down even into olam haza. Why? I mean, you have to say that. Because if you're going to say that the two of them are two separate things, you know, there's an olam haba and an olam haza, and that they can't join each other, what you're saying the essence is what? That there's a chisarn and an achdus avodah. Everything can have a shalom together and have an achdus together. So Mamela, just like by the Rosh, everything is Ba'akhtas, so too you have to say that Olam Haba and Olam Haza could come together with each other. Which means that you could bring into your Avodah Olam Haza even as a Vekas of the Rosh, a Tain of the Rosh, a Me'ain of the Olam Haba. Mamela, that we find by Shabbat. Shabbat is the epitome of that. Shabbat is, on one hand, the seventh day of the week. It's part of the structure of the weekday. The Shabbat is what? Me'in Olam Haba. Shabbat is Me'in Olam Haba. Because Shabbat is the avodah of taking an Olam Haba and also bringing it into an avodah of Olam Haza. That's why Talmud Chacham, what's a real Talmud Chacham? A real Talmud Chacham is a person who brings completely the Ribbono Shel Olam into every avodah that he does in a Me'in Olam Haba type of way. That's why Talmud Chacham is called Shabbat the Kula Shaita. It's called completely Shabbat a Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham brings the Ribbono Shel Olam into his everyday avodah. Mori Naim says a beautiful pshat. It really is a chassidish pshat, but he brings a beautiful pshat. He says, "What's the pshat? Tiknas ish suku kibo mishim natzadik. Who are the omer? Al tiyo kavodim l'shamshin et harav al menat kav pras. Don't be like a vodim which served the rav in order to be makav pras. Hello, have a vodim l'shamshin et harav." Amenash shalom makabel pras. Shalom not makabel pras. You shouldn't be makabel pras. It's redundant. The first part of the mission that says you should be a bavim, a mashamshim as a rav, in order to don't be a bavim that serves the rav on the kavod front. So what's the next part of the mishnah? That's touched from the first pshat, from the first part of the mishnah. So he says like this. He says, don't be a bodim which are serving their master, which are only gonna serve their master to makabel pras when only in olam haba. Ella habet had bodim hamisham to rab shalom makabel pras olam haba that are open olam haza. That a yid has to want to have an avoda in this world, have amnas makabel pras to bring his avoda of olam haba. To bring an Olam Haba experience even into his avodah in Olam Haza, to even feel a tainug even in Olam Haza and the avodah that he's doing. Maybe you could say this is the pshat by Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov, we know, took what? He was supposed to have Olam Haba, and Esav was supposed to have Olam Haza. But Esav wasn't supposed to be this big bad Russia. Esav was supposed to be a real tzaddik. Esav was meant to be a tzaddik. He messed up big time, really big time, but he was supposed to be a tzaddik, Esav. Esav and Yaakov, they were twins, and they were in the same womb as each other, represent the two of them really supposed to come together with each other. That's what it means that they were two unim in the same womb. That the two avodah, the avodah of Olam Haba and the avodah of Olam Haza, were supposed to unite with each other. When Esav sold the Bechor to Yaakov, what he was selling was his chilek of Olam Haza. And that therefore became incumbent upon Yaakov to also be Masakin Olam Haza and to unify them together. And that became the avodah of Yaakov Avinu. To bring the Olam Haba and the Olam Haza together, to unify the two of them together, to experience that tainug even here. So that's what Esav was saying. I'm going to die. Why do I want the Bechor? I'm going to die. Why do I want my Chedek Olam Haza? Hare Olam Haza, I can't feel a Chiyas. I can't feel a Tainur, which is a Chiyas in Olam Haza. I can't feel an Ein Olam Haba in Olam Haza. I can't feel that. When you feel a Tainur in something, what do you feel? You feel alive in something. When you feel a tiny in Yivodas Hashem, it makes you feel alive in Yivodas Hashem. Esav is saying that in this world, it's impossible for me to feel a tiny of an Olam Haba. I know if you heard it one, but I had no chiyas. There's no chiyas, there's no tiny in this world. And the Melech, he sold his chiyas of Olam Haba to Yaakov, because Yaakov said, no, there is a chiyas in Olam Haba. I'm able to unify my Olam Haba, my Olam Haba together, to show that I can have a real tiny, a real debate in the Rabbanu Shlomo. That's why Yosef is what? Yosef represents the Kedushas of Bris, Kedushas of Tahara. Yosef represents us taking our guf and making our guf halim. That's the avodah of Yosef. And Yosef is called what? He's called the Sitna Sha'esav. Yosef is the antithesis of Esav. Because Yosef's avodah makes us believe that we can feel a tainug in this world. We can feel an Olam Haba, the toast our avodah in Olam Haba. Just to sum up what we said, that there's Olam Haba and Olam Haza. Olam Haza's Maila is that you're able to take the Rabbanu Shalom, Chvod of Atma, and he's inside of the Torah. That's the Chvod of Atma, that's everything you got. That's the Rabbanu Shalom in all his glory, Kiryach. Olam Haba is a Ziv of the Shekhinah. It's a range of the Shekhinah, but we explain the Maila of that is that because it's a Ziv, you're able to therefore have a Hasagan. And a hasagah means that you can have a tainug in something. You only can have a tainug in something when you have an understanding of something. So Olam Haba is a place we can have a tainug in the Rabbanu Shalom. It's the ziv, the Keshbaruch, the ziv of the Shekhinah. But we said that it's not enough just to keep the two of them separate. A yid has to take those two things and unify them together. To take the Olam Haza and the Olam Haba and to unify them and to be magal in his avodah when he shakes the luvav. When he blows the shofar, when he's learning, also the tainug, the chiyas that he has inside that mitzvah, the olam haba behind every single mitzvah. So we should be zeichah be'emes to feel behind every single mitzvah, ha'me'ino l'mahava, inside of that mitzvah that we're doing, Shabbat Shalom. Right.